You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. A coalition of local groups say whoever leads Montreal's next government must change course on housing and homelessness. With campaigning underway for Montreal's municipal election, housing and homelessness has emerged as a key issue for the major parties. Leader of Project Montreal and mayoral candidate Luc Rabouin called housing and homelessness, quote, the big issue of the election, unquote. Multiple groups who work with unhoused people have put out a list of demands for candidates to consider during this election period. Under the umbrella group RAPSIM, the Network for Helping Homeless People, a 20-point platform has been published focusing on accommodation, emergency services, health adaptation, and racial discrimination. Here is RAPSIM's communication organizer, Catherine Marcoux.
We have 20 demands. It's a lot, but we really think like that the city is able to act on homelessness, and not only the provincial government. We often think about the provincial government because they have the responsibility of health and housing, but the city also has a lot of responsibilities, and they can also implement some measures that cost nothing but can benefit the people experiencing homelessness and the community organizations that are helping them. The simple thing is that the city can reaffirm the right to the city of everybody, and that it doesn't depend on residential status. Just to make a declaration about that, to include people in decisions that concern them.
RAPSIM argues that some of the funds for the SPVM, Montreal's police force, could be redirected to more sensitive social services. Police are often the first point of contact for unhoused people due to metro loitering bans and the dismantling of encampments, a practice discouraged by Montreal's own public consultation report on homelessness. Here is Marcoux again.
We also ask that the funds used by the SPVM to carry out repressive practices like dismantling camps or arrests or issuing tickets, they be reallocated to community organizations. We also ask that the next administrations adopt a municipal policy of social cohabitation that explicitly affirms the right of homeless people to occupy public space just like everyone else. And of course, we ask an end to the dismantling of tents, of encampments.
RAPSIM has not endorsed any specific candidates or a party in the Montreal municipal election, but hopes their advocacy will reach the ears of any campaigning candidates.
The main thing is to change the discourse and not to speak like them against us, and to speak like everybody is a citizen. So together we're going to find solutions, and together we're going to ask Quebec for solutions. We're going to ask Canada for solutions. And it's been done in other places, so why not in Montreal?
The major parties' platforms have all been released. They have been curated and can be read about on Election Montreal's website. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sonam, and you are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on this lovely, lovely Sunday afternoon on CJLO 1690 AM, Concordia's one and only radio station. I've got a fun episode for us today, a little shoegazy thing to melt your minds during this weird little heat wave we're having, which I'm so upset about. But that's okay, because fall is upon us. The leaves are falling. They're beautiful colors, all crunchy. You know, go outside, throw some leaves in the air, land in a pile of them. That's what all of your weekend plans should be after listening to this episode. So we've got a song from the new Rocket album, Wide Awake. After that, we're gonna play some Swirlies. Just got put on to them very late, but, you know, been listening a lot. Shoegaze required reading, if you don't know already. After that, we're going to have some Zune again. Played them last week on my Indigenous Artist episode for Truth and Reconciliation. And yeah, we've got more stuff. We've got new stuff. We've got a nice decent episode today, if I do say so myself. And we've got some fun news later on. I'm going to talk about our funding drive because 'tis the season. So I hope you're ready. But first up, we got Wide Awake by Rocket.
Thank you. Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies!
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. I am your host. We just heard Care by Zune, Canadian Toronto shoegaze artist. Before that, we had Upstairs by Swirlies, required shoegaze listening. And before that, we had Wide Awake off of the new Rocket album. I haven't given this a full listen because my brain is full of assignments and other such nonsense, but, you know, it's on the list. It's on the list. Yeah, I want to talk about something really fun right now. We here at the station are doing our annual funding drive. Yay! It's going to be from October 24th to November 8th. There's going to be a bunch of really, really fun activities and shows and events that are going to, that the funds from that are going to go back into the station and the community. And everyone, I would need you to stay tuned, need you to stay on the edge of your seats, ready, clear your schedules and fill them up with these events. The first event that we have is going to be on October 24th. It's a punk show at La Sotarena. And oh my God, I need you all to go. It's required homework if you're listening to the show. You got to go. We have the lineup is going to be The Pox, Deadbolt, Tanaz, and Isabel. And the special thing about this is that it's also a zine launch. There's going to be a zine with every ticket. So I love zines. It's a whole thing. And everyone here at the station who's been working really hard on the zine. Oh, my God. Sorry, a fly flew into my mouth. Goodness. Everyone who has been working on this zine is really, really excited to share it and have you see it. So come to the show, see a good show, get a zine, and know that the money is going to back into the station directly. There's a lot of stuff here at the station that, you know, it costs money to run smoothly. To run at all. And one of the things that really stands out to me is that some of the money from the fundraiser is being allocated to hire a Concordia student at the station, which, you know, in the fiery hellscape of the job market after graduation right now, I think that opportunities like this are so important to be able to have and, you know, keep within, have accessible in the university. It's really something special, and like the community aspect of the station and all of the communities that it brushes up against, with like the local NDG community and the local music and the university. We need money to function and make all of this stuff that matters happen. So I'm going to have more details later on how to donate. And also, I'm going to be doing a couple special things, I think, on this show. And with my personal talents, you know, maybe some special prizes. There's already a bunch of cool merch packages that are up if you donate for... I will clarify the details. I just got this information yesterday, and where I wrote this information down, I left at home, so whoops. But I believe it's for every $5, you will get one raffle ticket entry to a raffle to win specific like merch packages. And there's a bunch of cool new station merch. Oh, I'm just so excited. I'm going to keep you guys updated. And, you know, if you're not sure about all the donating, just all of the support that you give the station with your ears and sharing it on social media, that is also really, really good too. And we all really appreciate it. So without further ado, we're going to get back to the show. Right now we've got R.L. Stein. They are getting a body of water. New song from their new EP, Banger. And after that, we're going to have some Bliss Fields with When It Meant Something, Canadian Shoegaze. After that, I'm going to put on some more Wednesday because that album is really good and I'm going to see them in November and I'm very excited. We'll see where we end up after that.
We'll be right back.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam, and we just heard Candy Breath by Wednesday from the new album. I love it. Album of the season for me. Seeing them in November, so exciting. Last night I saw Stereolab, and every month since school started, I have had like a what I will call bigger show that I've gone to, and like bigger show to me means like when I was living on Vancouver Island, it means like, oh, I would go to Vancouver for this show. I would take the ferry, find a place to stay, you know, make that effort for that kind of like the scale of the show, the scale of the venue. And anyways, Stereolab was awesome, really good. So much fun to dance to, and like one of the danciest crowds I've actually seen at a show like that in Montreal. Very nice to see, because a lot of the times at the larger shows, it's just people like standing and nodding their heads, and I'm kind of like, okay, we all enjoy music differently, okay, but I'm also very baffled sometimes. But everyone was dancing, and it was really, really, really lovely. Also, Beanfield. Love that place. It's beautiful. all the like painted details. It's such a lovely space. Anyways, before that we heard When It Meant Something by Bliss Fields, Canadian shoegaze. Not exactly clear on where they're from again. Slipped my mind, but album cover is really cool. Always appreciate that. And before that we had R.L. Stein from They Are Getting a Body of Water. They've got a new album coming out soon. Very excited. Very into this currently. Up next we've got Smoke a Whole Pound by Crust, the song I found in the summer, and it's a banger. I was listening to a playlist I've made on like Shuffle, and I couldn't find the name of the song on time, and so I had to like go back through hours and hours of it and to find it, because it was just that good. After that, we've got Will by Mauve, a little bit more emo, you know, got to get your fill of emo for the day. And after that, we've got Special from Bleary Eyed from the new album, and it's really nice, really, really lovely stuff, if I do say so myself. I won't delay this any further. So right now, we got Crust with Smoke a Whole Pound.
Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day we're gonna smoke a whole pound. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day we're gonna smoke a whole pound. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day we're gonna smoke a whole pound. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day we're gonna smoke a whole pound. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day we're gonna smoke a whole pound. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day we're gonna smoke a whole pound. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. We
Montreal's Tiniest Festival is back for its fifth edition. Tiny Fest, presented by Worst Dad Ever and CGLO 1690 AM, is taking over Petite Arts, Casa del Popolo, La Sala Rosa, and La Sotraneo from October 2nd to 4th. Come on out to see your favorite bands from Montreal and beyond, such as Cool Girl, Gus Engelhorn, Clay Pigeon, HRT, and so many more. Festival passes and individual show tickets are available for purchase now. For more information, check out worst.ever on Facebook and worst.ever _ on Instagram. See you there!
The Comfy Cabaret is now open every Tuesday at 6. Forget all your fears, problems, struggles, and snuggle up. Relax, I've got all that's going on with local, new, underappreciated artists in a chilled out indie pop landscape. We feature artists every week talking about their stories and music, plus new releases you're sure to love as well. You can find your new favorite artist before the world does right here on the Comfy Cabaret.
Hello, you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, this is Brave Little Emo Girl, and we just heard Will by Mauve. That slapped so hard. A lot of the time I will find a song that I know I've listened to and put it on here, and then I will forget that I have heard it before, and then I hear it again like it's new, and it makes me so happy, because, wow, sometimes I can pick really good songs. That's crazy. Before that, we had Smoke a Whole Pound by Crust. That bass tone is delicious and gets stuck in my brain a lot. And, you know, oh no, how awful. Whatever. It's fine. My brain really attaches itself to catchy things, and like I'll have loops of songs that like just a specific part that really, a specific part that like loops over and over in my brain, especially when I'm trying to fall asleep. It's lovely. And if anyone has done any like sound work before, like audio editing and all that, when I would help my dad with it, because he's a recording engineer, I would get specific clips like stuck in my brain, and it was infuriating, but you know, also pretty cool. All right, we're kind of at the end of the episode, so we've got our last three songs. We've got Special by Bleary Eyed, which is going to, they're from the new album. Go take a listen. It's really lovely. After that, we've got Words Are Hard by Western Motel, Vancouver indie band, off of their album Months Between Transmissions. Really good. I believe they either have a new EP out already, or they're going to be having one out soon. Yeah. Anyways, love those guys. Really great. A lot of their other like solo projects or other projects, I'm friends with a couple of them, and like really a good universe, a good small local indie Vancouver verse, if you want to call it that. I don't know. And then after that, our last song, we've got Give Us Our Dominion by the Besnard Lakes. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Bernard, but with the first R is an S. But yeah, I really hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, a wonderful week. I think the weather's going to cool down and we can all cozy up, and finally it'll feel like fall. All right, take it easy, and I will see you next week.
everything until these streets ain't sweltering. This dust that I'm kicking up started getting in my eyes, and any pony knows it's way too warm to be alone, so I won't be caught dead wandering when twilight turns to glow. I've never known permanence, and you've never known permanence, but if we spoke in present tense, I guess it's worth a shot. These antlers grow back in time. We could get close enough if you lose the code and join me in the line. So far we've got the motive, but I can't pin down the means. I've watched all of the tapes, but it's the same old scene, where words are hard, and words are hard, and I can act like it'll cure all these old recurring dreams, but that voice sitting a howl, it's an articulated scream of words are hard. Someone looking like you appears for just an instant with a horrified expression on their face. Just look at yourself, and I'll tell you what I like most. So I called you up this morning just to ask you if your ears were still buzzing like mine, drowning all of the noises we were running from, and now I see the warmth that was always hidden inside. Alright, so far we've got the motive, but I can't pin down the means. I've watched all of the tapes, but it's the same old scene, where words are hard, and words are act like it'll cure all these older current dreams, but that voice sitting a howl, it's an articulated scream of words are hard, words are hard. Whoa.
You're listening to CJLO 16.